It is with great honor and pleasure that I welcome you in your very first official visit to St. Clark Church since you became a shepherd of the Diocese of Richmond. Your presence here today brings even more joy to our hearts as mark the 100th anniversary of St. Clark Parish. Rest in peace, Your Excellency. Taking time and travel for the title of tunnels, to come to preside and preach at this Mass to celebrate that mark in our journey of faith. I'm confident to say this community of St. Clark Parish will support you with prayer and cooperation as you lead our diocese forward. The parishioners will affirm this support.
Christ have mercy. Reading from the Book of Wisdom. Before the Lord, the whole universe is as a grain from a balance, or a drop of morning dew come down upon the earth. But you have mercy on all, because you can do all things, and you overlook people's sins that they may repent. For you love all things that are, and loathe nothing that you have made. For what you hated, you would not have fashioned. And how would a thing remain unless you knew it, or be preserved had it not been called for by you? But you spare all things because they are yours, O Lord and lover of souls. For your imperishable spirit is in all things. Therefore, you rebuke offenders little by little, warn them and remind them of the sins they are committing, that they may abandon their wickedness and believe in you, O Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
the second letter of St. Paul in the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, we always pray for you that our God may make you worthy of his calling and powerfully bring to fulfillment every good purpose and every effort of faith, that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, in accord with the grace of our God and Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you, brothers and sisters, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our assembling with him, not to be shaken out of your minds suddenly, or to be alarmed either by the Spirit or by an oral statement, or by allegedly from us, to the effect that the day of our Lord is at hand. The word of the Lord.
presence and to hear the area. And so I express that the whole history of holiness and of expressions of piety and faith and prayer that is part of the legacy of this parish. So over time, as I recorded it, occurs awareness of holiness that has been expressed here and manifested over the decades. So we rejoice in that today and give thanks for this era and for all of this tradition this parish has been in this area. All the many people who come through this parish over the years who receive the faith here, the strength of that faith, and express this faith, and then brought that to bear on any of the levels in our lives and circumstances. Rejoice always in those gifts as we receive your faith in that name and give them all to others. Note that this parish was dedicated on November 1st, All Saints Day, and that we just celebrated.
Our attention towards
tax collector, and then that not only figure out how to defraud people of their funds, but pull it out of them so they could give it to the Romans to benefit himself at the same time. But he was also very capable of enlisting others as an attack as the chief tax collector. He would have been the one who was had some leadership organizing others to cooperate with him. So he must have been very efficient for him to be always there, or some of the Romans were trusted in this task, and would continue to do that job, because the empire certainly would have wanted to have that wealth continue to flow towards them in a larger environment of Israel, which was not, in its intent, more impoverished and not as well. By taking a cut of all the wealth in that region, Zacchaeus was potentially very wealthy and a very powerful man. At the same time, he would have been not driven to resentment by that, but just kind of anxiety and worry. esteem and love our God. And so we share our dignity and capacity with the person. Even when that dignity is tarnished and stained by sin, we still have a share. So when we see Christ, we can aspire to something that is not an impossible ideal, but very much within our reach. Christ shows us his path towards that holiness. It also means that we should be ready to speak to and accompany with patience all people, all those we encounter around us, even those who may be concern us, or those who might be some of the more objectionable to us in some way. Because we are meant to encounter them in the same love that Christ encounters us, the same love that Christ encounters his on that road to Jericho. Second, God uses many, many things to draw and attract us to himself, even at times our own inordinate passions. The case with Cains, he was looking for this charismatic figure, someone who we might be kind of curious about. And God uses that to draw towards Jesus so that in the object he can be transformed. He can overcome this, this sin that has so much ingrained in his experience. So we should be prepared in our own lives in order to be able to express that holiness to others, fathers and to masters, to express the beautiful elements of our faith, prayer, piety, sacraments, all that the church offers as a beauty of its teachings that can give life to those that encounter them and incorporate them so that they can be an inspiration for people who make it with others. Third, we should not underestimate the gradual and powerful influence of friendship or coming, as I said earlier, drawing others to the love of God. If we are reflecting in some way the joy and the kindness of Christ, and even our casual affections and encounters with those around us, that kindness has opened a door for others to ask about us, what is it that's burning on us, what is it your life? How is it that I can share that in some way? Maybe that faith, expressing the same ideal, can be something that others inspire to, that others can see that they want to draw close to. And cause them to look a little bit more carefully at themselves and want to seek repentance or restitution or restoration as a case. This in turn can lead us to a more profound and deeper experience of God's love and allow us to be instruments of that love to others as well. So that in the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in us and in us in him, he says in the scriptures. So this is just a brief reflection of God's case and on the call of those who may be following our short path of this to all and those who may be distant from us. That's really the call.
for our country, that the differences of language, culture, and wealth may not be the common good. We pray. For the church leaders that inspired by the Spirit, they may continue to faithfully guide those who are seeking God in various ways. We pray.
holy outpouring
of your mercy through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
You may inherit
Thank you.
announcements. His Excellency will be available after Mass for a few minutes for anyone who wishes to have a picture taken with the bishop. Please line up on the top of her and have a picture taken individually at the altar. All are invited to the reception of the commons immediately following Mass. Thank you for being here to celebrate our 120th anniversary. If you'd like to take communion to the city, please go to the sacristy after Mass to receive the penitent. Next Sunday, November 9th and 10th, will be a second collection of